How to Get Organized by Barbara Webster. You are not alone. Organization and clutter are commonly huge problems for brain injury survivors. Why is that? First, keep in mind that your brain is injured and your abilities are compromised. Give yourself a break. Organizing and managing clutter requires making many decisions. The more decisions involved in the task, the harder it is. Second, consider that you have been injured and out of commission for a while, maybe a long while, causing a backlog, probably a huge backlog. So when you can think about tackling your pile of to-dos, just looking at them can overwhelm you, making you feel like you want to run away or just sweep everything into the trash. Take heart. Here are some helpful suggestions from a recent brainstorming session of the amazing Brain Injury Survivor Support Group in Framingham, Massachusetts. Use a weekly planner or calendar to plan your time and energy and prevent fatigue. Refer to it every day, every morning, and every evening. Take it wherever you go. Establish regular times to update and plan ahead. Set yourself up to succeed. Before you begin, prepare a small reward for every small task accomplished. Plan to do hard stuff and must-dos at the time of day when your brain is at its best. Get your tea or coffee before you start. Put on some white noise or soothing music, mute phone alerts, and put phones out of sight so that nothing distracts you. Work in a clear space so you won't be distracted. Go to the library if helpful. Use planning worksheets. Paperwork. Divide paperwork into categories. Use different colored folders for each category. Establish priorities and start with the must-dos. Start small, one issue, one pile, one folder at a time. Sometimes you just have to begin, take care of one little thing to get started. Use timers to help you pace yourself and take a break when you start to get signs that you are getting tired. If taking a break doesn't help, quit for the day. Some days just won't be good brain days for complicated paperwork or dealing with clutter. Clutter. Prevent as much clutter as you can. Eliminate the task if you can. Delegate if it feels too hard at this time. Then break the task down into smaller steps and get started. Touch things once and deal with it then if you can. Eliminate junk mail right away. Keep a wastebasket close to where you sort the mail. Stop magazine subscriptions that are piling up unread. Paying bills by phone or online can be helpful. Start small, one pile, one drawer, one corner at a time. Commit to the project. Plan an hour each day or all the time you have for the next 2 weeks until you are caught up. Find a clutter buddy to work with or just check in to help motivate you. Reward progress. Pat yourself on the back. Do a victory dance. Celebrate by doing something that makes you smile. Once you're caught up, plan to spend time each day or week to keep up so it doesn't get overwhelming again. Conquering clutter creates space in your life and your brain. Now get started. One other note. It is often necessary, not just nice or helpful, but necessary to enlist some help to help you dig out, catch up, and get back on track. I'm Eunice Joshi, the voice of TBI Hope and Inspiration. Look for more recordings and please remember to share this post with others so we can help increase awareness, understanding, and help those who suffer from a TBI.